طاعتك. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذا اليوم فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه، ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيه ومن شر ما بعده. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسوله ونبيه. اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر وإليك النشور. أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين لا شريك لك. اللهم ما أصبح بنا من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك لا شريك لك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم، فالله خير حافظ وهو أرحم الراحمين. صلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Continuing with the virtues of the recitation of the Quran, the different fazail for reciting Quran, bringing Quran as part of our daily ma'amulat, being part of our life. So yesterday we did the hadith that explained that how Quran takes away anxieties, it takes away tension, it takes away worries, and Quran attracts and brings about sakina. It brings about tranquility in the heart. So this is a very good recipe, a prescription. A person is suffering from stress and anxiety, they bring Quran as part of the daily routine in a person. This automatically removes stress, anxieties, worries. It has that sakina, that cooling effect. So Quran is such a blessed thing, such a mubarak thing, that even stress also automatically, apart from the different rewards a person is getting for recitation of Quran, one of the benefits is it takes away that anxiety. Today's hadith, ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله حسنة. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه reports that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that person that recites one letter from the Quran he will get a reward. والحسنة بعشر أمثالها, and that one reward is multiplied tenfold. لا أقول, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم goes on further to say, لا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف. I do not say that ألف لام ميم is one letter. ولكن ألف حرف ولام حرف وميم حرف. رواه الترمذي. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم went further on to elucidate and explain that ألف لام ميم, ألف is one letter, لام is one letter, ميم is one letter. In other words, the person is getting 30 rewards just for saying ألف لام ميم. Another thing ulama explained is these words are known as حروف مقطعات. Alif, Lam, Mim, Ha, Mim, Yasin, etc. Nobody knows the meaning. The meaning is known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person is reciting this and he doesn't know the meaning, he's getting rewarded. So a person is reciting Quran and he doesn't know the meaning of Quran, he's still getting rewarded. So one additional benefit we learn from this hadith is that it doesn't mean that a person has to recite with meaning. People say, what's the benefit of reciting without meaning? We don't know the meaning. So therefore, rather we read the English. We learn from here that when a person is making tilawat of Quran, then even if he doesn't know the meaning, he is getting rewarded. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used these specific words, alif, lam, mim. Nobody knows the meaning, and yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that the person is getting rewarded 10 for every letter. Another benefit ulama explained from this hadith is that you look at the other amal. A person, if he, for example, he gives charity, when the charity is given, this is the reward. A person who recites salah, he performs salah, this is the reward. Person who gives zakat, this is the reward. Person who goes for hajj, this is the reward. But when it comes to the Quran, this is something that is so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whilst the person is moving, every letter he is reciting is getting rewarded. Every letter, before he can even finish his ayat, before he can even finish the action of doing it, person who starts a namaz, he breaks it, he doesn't get any reward because he broke that salah. Here a person, as he's reciting, he's getting rewarded. So this shows how beloved tilawat of Quran is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الَّذِي لَيْسَ فِي جُوفِهِ شَيْءٌ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ كَالْبَيْتِ الْخَرِبِ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person who hasn't got any part of Quran in his bosom is like a haunted, like a deserted house. Ulama explained that when you got a house that is deserted, then this is not even an asset to the community. This deserted house actually is something that is disliked. Why? Because thieves go and stay there. Insects and snakes and scorpions, etc., go and make their abode there. Jinnat start staying in that deserted house. So this is something that is not even a benefit to a community. So like that, a person, he doesn't have Quran in his bosom. He got no Quran in his life, no Quran that is part and parcel of him. He's like that deserted house. Now instead of malaika coming and thronging, instead of good thoughts and whispers coming to this person, now all sort of stray thoughts come to him. Therefore Ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that house wherein Quran is recited, then malaika throng that house, shaitan leaves that house, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes things easy for the people of that house, and barakat comes into that house. And on the reverse, that house wherein Quran is not recited, instead of malaika thronging, the malaika leave, shaitan comes, it becomes difficult for the people of that house, and the next thing he mentioned is that barakat leaves that house. A very simple recipe for bringing barakat in our house, happiness in our house, bringing the malaika into our homes, is make tilawat of Quran part and parcel of our homes. One last hadith before we complete. And Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, yuqalu li sahib al-Quran, such a beautiful hadith, that Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it will be said to the sahib al-Quran, the person of Quran, it will be said on the day of Qiyamah, iqra' wartaqi warattil kama kunta turattilu fi dunya, that recite Quran and continue ascending like how you used to recite Quran in this world. What is meant like a lift, almost like a lift, a very fast elevator. Sometimes we may have went into a building, a tall building, with a very fast, see how quick the numbers move. So here on the day of Qiyamah, they will be told to the Hafiz of Quran, you recite Quran and continue reciting like how you used to recite in the dunya. Ulama explained this word, Rattil means recite properly, recite with pronunciation, recite it with tajweed. Be careful about pronouncing it correctly. And recite like this, like how you used to recite in the dunya. فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَتَكَ عِنْدَ آخِرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَأُهَا. Because your final abode, your final jannat will be by the last ayat you read. So ulama say that from other hadith we learn that there are same number amount of darajat in jannat like the number of ayat of the Quran. 6,666 ayat. So a person will recite and he'll finish off at the highest jannat. Why? Because this person was particular about Quran in this world. Mullah al-Qari rahmatullah alayhi said this refers to a hafiz of Quran who had learned his Quran well. Other ulama say, no, not only a hafiz, even a person who is not a hafiz, but he would be particular about reciting and looking inside and reading Quran every day. He was very meticulous and he would make it his habit to recite Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would also give him this reward. In the day of Qiyamah, he'll be told, recite Quran like how you would recite Quran in this world. And your last stop, your final destination, will be at that point where you recite the last ayat of the Quran. How fortunate a person is who makes Quran Sharif part of his daily ma'amul. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.